Welcome to the Secret Code to Government Proposal Success podcast series brought to you by OCI. In each episode, we will shine a light into new ways that government contractors can win new business, secure recompetes, and achieve long-term success. On October 25th, the State Department issued a draft solicitation for the potential $8 billion Evolve contract for IT platforms and support services. And today we are speaking with Ken Blair, who is the president of Blair Associates, about this contracting opportunity. And Ken, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Matt. I appreciate the opportunity.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, it's great to have you here today. And let's start at the top. If you don't mind, can you give us a high-level overview of the Evolve contract?
Well, the Department of State has decided that they need to do some replacement for the Vanguard 2.2.1 contract, which is slowly winding down. And obviously, because of the Department of State mission, everything that they're trying to do right now is to support the diplomatic efforts that they have across the world. This particular acquisition is going to be pointed towards providing transparent, interconnected systems and security. It spans everything that Department of State does from an IT services perspective, and it has about five major goals. One is to eliminate redundant contracts. Another one is to speed delivery of new technology. They want to improve their service delivery, and they want to ensure that IT security is enhanced and integrated across the enterprise. And finally, they want to implement standards to meet modern IT challenges. This is all coming at the time when the Information Resource Management Organization of the Department of State is going through a refocusing and going to a project-based orientation.
All right, great. Well, thanks for that high-level overview there, Ken. And let's just dive a little bit deeper, if you don't mind. Let's go one layer deeper and tell us about some of the key elements or key information about this program overall.
Well, the biggest thing to remember for any of the bidders is this is an $8 billion program. And again, it's going to support all the enterprise IT requirements. One of the things that's not necessarily unique, but the way they have chose to structure this is that it's going to be divided into a group of pools. Pool one is primarily for IT management, and that includes the full set of strategy, plan, architecture, finance, budget, capital planning, and other consulting opportunities. Key to note is that if you compete for and win pool one, you're not going to be able to either have relationships with any of the other pool winners, nor are you going to be able to compete on any of the other pools. We expect the cast of characters in this particular pool to be the big people that we all normally know about, the Accentures, the IBMs, potentially Booz Allen, potentially AIC, Leidos, that cast of characters. Pools two through five, if you look at pool one as being the strategy and planning piece, then you have to look at pools two through five as being the execution phase. They're the ones that's going to include activities such as engineering, testing, operations, and maintenance. Interesting to note across the pools is that DOS is only anticipating a total of six awards per pool. Now, I do think that may change once the final determinations are made and the final RFP is released. And then, as I mentioned before, if you pursue pool one and you win, you're precluded from having relationships with any of the other pool winners in pools two through five. And then finally, it's interesting to note that pool three is going to be a set aside for small business, while as all the other pools are actually going to be a full and open competition.
All right, great. Ken, you know, we certainly understand that things are a bit early in the process here, but if you have any insights to share regarding RFP requirements and deadlines, that would be great.
Well, Matt, it's interesting that the Department of State has chosen not to release a draft RFP, and they're going directly to a final RFP configuration, or at least that's what they're saying now. So we really don't know what the exact RFP requirements are. However, I think it's pretty safe to say that there's going to be a technical capability piece. There's going to be a management piece. There's probably going to be a corporate experience and past performance piece. There'll be some portion of the requirements to probably talk about your systems, cost accounting, purchasing, quality, any certifications you may have, and things like facility clearances. Obviously, you'll have a pricing volume with this. And I wouldn't be surprised if there's not at least one task order or sample task order per pool that you would have to respond to.
All right, excellent. So overall, what would a contractor need to know to win this one? Or really, what should they be doing now in terms of preparation?
Well, let's spend just a couple of seconds talking about what the status and timeline looks like. Right now, it looks like the RFP is going to be released in the first quarter of 2022. Interesting enough, that's where we are right now. I don't know that that's going to slip, but there is a potential that it could slip to the right a little bit and maybe come after the holidays. That's going to prove to be a challenge for any small businesses that want to compete because of the fact that it's probably going to coincide with some portion, at least, of the Polaris solicitation that's coming out. Given a first quarter 22 RFP release, it's probably going to be a second quarter 22 of a submission date. And then from there, we look at awards of pools, pool one, probably second quarter, pool two through five award, third quarter, and then the first task orders for pool one would probably come out in third quarter, would be required in third quarter of 2022, and then two through five, probably late in that quarter. How do you win? Well, you know, again, without a draft RFP, it's hard to say what the winning strategy is going to be. But I think there's a couple of things that you need to do, and that is you really need to review the available material, and you need to, you know, make decisions as to what pools you're going to pursue. You know, if you review the materials, and there's a plethora of materials between SAM and particularly on GovWin, you can see exactly what their pool requirements are. You also need to identify your resources and get them spooled up for the kinds of work that's going to be required to get the prop out the door. And then finally, and this may sound a little odd to some of the folks listening, but I really suggest that you take a look at the pool structures and try to hold some early solutioning sessions, if you will, against what potential task orders might come out. In other words, look at the pools, look at what you have to offer in those kind of pools, and try to strategize a little bit at what could become a sample task order level.
It's excellent. You know, Ken, we always appreciate your insights, especially about some of these more noteworthy or newsworthy contracts that are coming out. And this, an Evolve certainly is one. And, you know, before we sign off today, is there anything else to add or anything we may have missed?
I think we've covered at a very, very high level most of the requirements, but I think, again, to just emphasize is that it's going to mean you really need to look at the pools and be very, very strategic about what pools you pursue, and also getting your team up to speed and doing some strategy around what solutions you might be able to present.
All right, excellent. Well, this concludes this episode of the Secret Code to Government Proposal Success podcast series brought to you by OCI, where Ken Blair, president of Blair Associates, provided some detailed insights into the State Department's new $8 billion Evolve contract for IT platforms and support services. And Ken, as always, thank you so much for your time today.
Thanks, Matt. I appreciate the opportunity.